there, boys and girls. Welcome to the Children's Bible Club. How are you today? Just what would you think if... What would you think if you were lying down on the couch and all of a sudden a big fat frog jumped down on you and landed splat right in the middle of your stomach? I imagine you'd jump about as high as the frog to get away from him. Well, don't tell anybody, but that actually happened to me one time. Believe me, I didn't lie still to visit with him. I moved. Do you like frogs? Well, stay tuned, because we're going to talk about frogs in a minute after the choir opens our program time with this good song. Thanks, choir. Well, what in the world made me think about frogs today? Well, for one thing, there's a calendar right by me with a big picture of a little green tree frog, smiling his very smartest, as if he were ready to jump right to me. Some folks are scared to death of frogs, but some kids love to play with them. Whatever you think of the little warty-looking things, they had a very important duty in the Bible. One time, God called millions of them together to overrun Egypt. The Pharaoh was defying God, and God called down 10 different plagues to show Pharaoh that he had no power against the God of heaven. And one of those plagues was frogs, 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 frogs in the bed, frogs in the cabinets, frogs in the clothing, frogs in the bread dough, frogs in the butter, here a frog, there a frog, everywhere a frog, frog. They were frightening, maddening, impossible. The Egyptian people were crying and screaming for relief. Finally, Pharaoh couldn't stand them either and said, "Okay, enough already. Take away the frogs and go worship your God." But as soon as the frogs were gone, Pharaoh canceled his order and wouldn't let the people of God leave. God went to some extreme measures to make Pharaoh see that God Almighty is indeed the great I Am. I hope we won't be like Pharaoh. I pray that every Bible Clubber listening today won't have to have the Lord do something drastic to get your attention, but that you'll quickly obey His voice when He says, "Look unto me, and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am God, and there is none else." Choir?
Peace.
Micah's joy didn't last because it was based on false hope and greed. Between idolatry and an unfaithful Levite, Micah had religion, but not salvation. Maybe he was sincere, but he was wrong. The tribe of Dan was now ready to claim their territory in the Promised Land and sent 5 spies to survey the land and plan their invasion. In their search, they came to Micah's house. Shh! They heard a familiar voice. It was the voice of the Levite offering his daily prayers. He had been trained in Bethlehem of Judea. What was he doing here? They had to find out. "Who brought you here?" they asked. "How much do you make? What kind of a deal did you get?" Such questions were like worldly people ask Christians today. All that seems to matter is making money, not serving the Lord, staying true to the Bible, or winning the lost to Jesus Christ. The Levite answered, "Oh, I get a great salary and good fringe benefits. It's a good deal. Micah hired me to be his priest." He said nothing about being called of God or serving him. "Oh, you're a priest, huh? Good. How about asking God if our spy mission will be successful?" The Levite didn't even ask God. He just told them what they wanted to hear. "Go in peace. Your way is before the Lord." As they left, he never dreamed of the terror they would cause. He was quick to bless them instead of standing against their evil. He feared men, not God. The spies were pleased when they got to Laish. The people were living safe and secure. With no judge to enforce law or punish lawbreakers, they did whatever they wanted without shame or fear. They had no watchmen. They didn't bother others and supposed no one would bother them. Their false security was a big mistake, for the Danites destroyed them and took their land. Say, Christian, keep your guard up. The devil goes around as a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. Don't be easy prey. Stay close to the Lord, armed with the whole armor of God. On their way to destroy Laish, the Danite army had a special assignment. They needed a priest, a man of the cloth, to add respect to their scheme. Ah, the priest at Micah's was just the one. The priest was terrified. 600 soldiers marched to the door. Then the 5 spies he had befriended came forward. Ooh, that was a relief. He had treated them well. They wouldn't harm him. But they began snatching up everything in the chapel. Micah's image, the ephod, the teraphim, the molten image, everything. The Levite shrieked, "Stop! You can't steal those idols!" "Says who? Be still," they barked. "This is a stick-up. Keep your mouth shut and come with us. We'll make you a better deal. Wouldn't you rather be priest over a whole tribe than over just one man's family? You can have a big congregation. Come on, be our priest." The Levite was very glad. He would have a big church, a bigger salary, and could help more people. Never mind that he was joining thieves and thugs. He even carried the ephod, images, and teraphim himself. He broke his word to Micah and carried stolen property under his arms. But he walked out quite pleased with himself. He refused to do right. There went the procession, soldiers, Danites, families, and goods, and in the middle was the disobedient Levite. Now Micah was frantic. He had lost all his religious trappings. He whimpered along behind the procession, crying to get his priest back. But the Danites threatened him. "Look, shrimp, you keep quiet and get out of our way, or we'll kill you and your whole family. You got that?" Micah got the threat all right and gave up in defeat. His priest, his hope, all he depended on was gone. Say, you'd better make sure your hope is not in any man, church, works, baptism, or anything, but the Lord Jesus Christ himself. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there's none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. The Danites took Laish and established their way of life, and in the middle of it all was Micah's graven image and priest. The Bible says, "And they set up Micah's graven image which he made, all the time the house of God was in Shiloh." With all their religious talk and activity, God wasn't in any of it. He was still waiting to meet his people where they'd left him, at the tabernacle, where they were to worship and offer the right sacrifice for their sins by priests appointed by God. Only there could they meet God's conditions and be blessed. Say, we cannot presume on God's mercy. If we ignore his word, we cannot expect his blessing or protection. Settle it now, young person, that you will do God's will and God's work in God's way. John said, "This is love, that we walk after his commandments." And now, God bless you.
You have been listening to the Children's Bible Club, a ministry of Grace Bible Church and Santa Rosa Christian School in Milton, Florida. If the stories and songs have been a blessing to you, why not write and let Aunt Carolyn know? When you write, be sure to mention the call letters of this good radio station. Send your letter to Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. When you write, ask for a free brochure of all the Aunt Carolyn stories, as well as other good Christian books and materials for children and adults. That address again is Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. You may also visit our website, childrensbibleclub.com. Keep listening and tell a friend about the broadcast so they can listen too. Now, I'm Adam Watt saying God bless you until next week at the same time.